Now, there are usually two ways of defining zeros, one starting directly from the transfer matrix, and the way from the state space realization. We're going to start with the transfer matrix approach first, although this approach usually it's a little more involved, but sometimes also give you a little more appealing interpretations. So we're going to start with the polynomial transfer matrix approach first. So first of all, we need to introduce the concept of Smith form. So suppose that you have a square matrix Q, and we say the matrix is a unimodular if the determinant is actually a constant. It's not a polynomial, okay? So it's a constant. So what that means is that it's the inverse, since a square a polynomial matrix and the determinant is a constant, not a polynomial of S, so its inverse is still a polynomial matrix, not a rational function of S. Okay, that's a very important concept. Now we also define the normal rank of a matrix. If a matrix not necessarily square, we say it has a normal rank of, let's say, R, if it has the maximum possible rank of R. In other words, it can achieve rank R for at least some point of S, but not necessary for all S. Okay. So, for example, we consider a very simple case. We have here we have a 3x2 polynomial matrix. Now, obviously, this matrix has rank a normal rank 2, because if you take almost randomly any point, the matrix would have rank 2. For example, we take S equal to 2, it would have rank 2. Take equal to 3, it would have rank 2. However, you see that at a certain point, this matrix may lose rank, that it has rank less than 2. For example, if S equal to 1 or S equal to 0, they all have rank equal to 1. So the normal rank is the maximum possible rank of a polynomial matrix can achieve. Now, a Smith form is a polynomial matrix. What it says is that if you're giving any polynomial matrix, let's say, then there are always a two unimodular matrices U and V, so that if you can do the pre-modification and post-modification, so that it can become a special form. It's in diagonal form, where the diagonal polynomials are one that one divides another. Okay. And in this form is very useful. We're gonna use that later on to construct the so-called MacMillan form, which we're going to use to construct the transfer function zeros and poles.